So right here in Roman, you have a massive amount of knowledge about application performance monitoring. So
right here.
So he's got 45 minutes up here and about 7 hours and 15 minutes after that. So definitely be sure to hit him up with any sort of questions or discussions you want to have offline. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you. Today, so to wake you up, I'm going to start with something not about System Center, not about SQL, not about monitoring. I'm going to talk about copyrights. Maybe it's surprising for you. I believe that it's surprising for you. How many of you ever had a session on some conference, done some social media contribution on behalf of your company, or just do blog post and put some pictures or GIF images there? I believe many of you. And every time when you put some content which you found on the internet, you face, maybe you don't think about it, but you face with the copyrighted images. And it can be very different cases. Images, GIF animations, videos, cubes, and so even on this conference, we already could see a lot of content which is, let's say, inspired by Star Wars. And so actually Disney, George Lucas, they own this content. If they will be here, it will be not good for us, because anyway, if we say that, come on, it's a community conference, it's not about business, come on, it's all about business, by the way. And I think that we have to understand how we can stay out of crime, out of jail, if you make this presentation. I have to explain why I'm talking about it right now. Because, come on, during this day, we are going to see many, many sessions, and it all will be full of that kind of content, without doubt. That's how it's happened to me. I was done with this session about a week ago, and it was very fun session with many, many good pictures collected, like I explained, just browsing on the internet. And my boss approached and said, I can see many, many good slides. All these images are copyrighted? And I say, probably. And he said, okay, so you have to contact owners of these copyrights and ask them permission to do that. Yeah, call Disney and say, hey, I need some screenshots from your Star Wars movie. Or call George Lucas, or call whoever, I don't know. Do you know the Grumpy Cat Man? So it's a cat which is grumpy. And so it's also copyrighted. So even if you try to use in some memes, it's also kind of illegal. And so there are a couple ways how you can stay away of this trouble. So try to contact all these people, which is quite impossible if you want to make really interesting presentation. Try to use free content, which makes you use like a clip art from Office 95, which is weird. You can try to buy it on Shutterstock or somewhere else, and it will cost you maybe a couple hundred dollars for presentation. It's weird. Or you can make a boring presentation like this with many, many bullets. Or you can try another approach, and this presentation today is going to be demonstrations of this approach, and maybe some of you decide to use this approach. So first of all, it's free. It will allow you to unleash your creativity. You don't need any skills to do that. And you will definitely have fun making this presentation, preparing this presentation, and doing this presentation on stage. So, behold, the presentation which is 99% copyright free. And I hope that it's going to be fun. So, today we're going to talk about SQL Server monitoring. And we're not going to break any copyright talking about that. My name is Roman Yutrov. Thanks for introducing me. And our manageability team right now is focused on delivering powerful and reliable, mostly monitoring and management solutions. And I will start with a disclaimer, which may be said for Star Wars fan in this room. Is there any Star Wars fan in this room? Raise your hands. Okay, it's going to be many sad people in this room. So the overall, like, concept of this conference, and I believe that, again, many presentations today, they will be inspired by Star Wars. And it's not about my presentation. It's going to be copyright-free and Star Wars-free. And I believe that you already got the overall idea of the copyright-free presentation. I will not have any picture from the internet. I just created it by myself, every single picture. The only one side effect that sometime I have to explain you what exactly you can see on the screen. So right now I hope it's obvious, but even next slide might be not so obvious. So what I'm not talking about today, it's a weird sentence, okay. What I'm going not to do today. So by the way, can you recognize this person? Who? Okay. Precisely. It's Justin Bieber. Wow. Come on. Yeah, so it's good to have some Justin Bieber fans in this room. Thank you so much. And Justin Bieber, so for me it's like visualization of modern fancy stuff. And today I'm not going to talk about modern fancy, cool, super duper new stuff. And mostly because the next session in this room, hosted by Dieter Weichmanns. Dieter, are there? He's a guy with a hand. Yeah, he has one hand at least. He's demonstrating that. So when you can see that guy on the stage, you must be ready for Justin Bieber talk about modern fancy things. But right now, we're going to talk about good old classic, about SCOM, management parks, and on-premise SQL Server. So we're going to cover four areas. SQL monitoring in general, SQL monitoring with a SQL management park, monitoring something beyond SQL Server, but with a SQL Server management park. Sounds weird, yeah? And we're going to talk not about SQL management park and not about SQL Server at all. And it's going to be far beyond that, just copyright talks. So talking about SQL Server monitoring in general, IT operations have many options to do that. There are many tools, starting from SQL MP, Idera, SolarWinds, Redgate, many, many, many tools which allow you to monitor your SQL Server. And every tool has its pros and cons. And I will talk about reasons why using SQL Server might be a good idea to do that. By the way, how many of you never used SQL Server Management Pack? Is there any person? Okay, so, and I suppose that everyone here, okay, so, you're my guys. That's good. So the first reason to use SQL Server Management Pack, and you can validate it for you. Yeah, that because it's a part of the SCOM, you can have in one console, in one place, access to monitoring of all your infrastructure. You can monitor all your workloads from one place with one framework. Exchange, SharePoint, Windows, Linux, cloud resources, and SQL Server, you can get it in one place. You can get single flow of alerts, single flow of statistics from all these parts of your IT infrastructure. Second reason is infrastructure discovery. Because SCOM is a framework, it's expandable, it's extendable with management packs. And we have management packs for hardware, for servers. We have management packs for network devices. There are management packs for operating system, for server workloads, for applications, and so on. And all these management packs can work together. You can create a distributed application and create the relationships between components of your applications and some system workloads, and you will have like a single monitoring scenario for your overall IT infrastructure. Another reason which I just mentioned, that because SCOM is designed as integrated solution, which can be extended with the management packs, so you can have monitoring of your workloads, and then you can create your own management pack to monitor your special services, your special parts of IT infrastructure, and bring it all together. And again, to have that single pane of glass. And next reason is knowledge. Knowledge about issues, knowledge about failures, and about remedial actions which you have to do, which you have to perform to fix the problem. Because good management pack usually doesn't shoot you an alert like something wrong. It usually provides you information how you can perform additional diagnostic or how you can fix the problem in best case. Or in the best ultimate case, it can provide you information how you can get rid of this problem in future, how you can change the configuration of your system to avoid this problem in future. Of course, it's not applicable for all management packs, but when we talk about SQL management pack, for example, we are working so hard to create good knowledge-based articles which explains every single issue for you. And we are doing continuous improvement of the SQL Server management pack. First of all the time, we are working to have available release for the current version of the SQL Server. For example, right now, there is a SQL Server 2016 CTP version already available, and very soon you can have a management pack for SQL Server 2016 CTP. And of course, it's definitely that for RTM version, it's always available. Let's talk about SQL MP in slightly more details. So right now, it has the following major features. Of course, it fully supports SQL 2014 monitoring. It supports highly usable feature right now, always on monitoring. It has support for mirroring, replication, great dashboards. We even released two additional management packs for analysis service and reporting service. I can't say anything about integration service, but so at least for these two parts of SQL BI infrastructure, we have management packs which allow to monitor them in depth. And if you have SCORM, it's free. It's another advantage. It's another reason why you can use, why you can decide the SQL Server management pack is a good solution for you. And as soon as we're talking about SQL management pack, I want to share you a story about the recent release of the SQL Server management pack. How many of you downloaded our recent release? Oh, not so many. And you was happy?
Some problems with the dashboard.
Yeah, thank you. So it was very polite. There was some problems with the report. It's very interesting story, and we've got many lessons learned from that. So it was version 6.6.2 released this autumn, and we plan to have some improvements, mostly performance improvements for dashboard, some fixes, some new feature support, and we actually had a plan to have a team party right the next day after release, but it's not going to happen because we faced with issues. Thanks, community. It was reported very quickly to us, and we had to cancel our party. So because of some issue, community faced with extensive growth of TempDB and transaction log on SCORM data warehouse. Dashboards are consuming data from the data warehouse database, and mostly our improvements was about that database. And because of some bug, it grew very, very, very big. And for some of you, I believe it was like, especially if someone has a deployment of the data warehouse database on the same server as operational database, which is strongly not recommended, but it happens sometime. And of course, when the data warehouse that database becomes super big, so it consumes whole disk, and so you just can't continue work with your SCORM. It was really a really big issue, but we fixed that. We fixed that in a couple days, and we found it was the first case when we faced with such a intensive community feedback, because usually, like, okay, so we We have a release that has some issues, so and community report about issue. I didn't know how to visualize an issue, so it's that thing in the hands of that person, it's an issue. And it was reported to us. But when this issue is really critical, like we had for that version, it goes wild. Because pretty fast, there's another community member. Thanks God we have many very active community members for SCOM. And then another person, and another, and they bring on the same issue. And they report about that, and they're really not happy with that. So at some moment, we found ourselves in the middle of very excited community, and we was really clear that, okay, this issue must be very critical. So we have to fix it very fast, and we did our best to do that. So we released 6.6.3, and it's supposed to be a fix, and it really fixed that case. But no, because and it's quite interesting. We found that this precise configuration, when you have your SCOM operational database and data warehouse database hosted on SQL Server 2008, it's still popular. So not so many customers done their migration for the SCOM database from SQL 2008 to SQL 2012. And because of one tiny transact SQL instruction, we found ourselves in situations that it's not compatible for a significant part of our users. It just don't work. So we have fix, but it work only for SQL 2012 for SCOM. Really weird. Fortunately, we fixed that as well. And it works just fine. I hope so. Of course, we have some issues, and again, thanks community. You are doing a very good job finding this issue, doing very deep research. Sometimes we get not just issue from you, we also got solution from you, and it's great. So it reduces time which we need to release a fix. And so just some quotations what we received from community about issues discovered. And so these things, actually thanks for that, because it helps us to understand that there are real people, not just businesses using our product, but real people who are not happy with issue. And it inspires us, it motivates us to fix it as soon as possible. And it's very important to have a huge support of community. Because so you can imagine that this guy, he must be happy with more spears under his body because it allows him to distribute his weight. Otherwise, if with only one spear, I believe that he will fail for sure. And you can pay attention. We have real picture in colors because I bought it. I could afford to buy one picture. And just to show you that even without this picture, it can be fun. And right now, oh gosh, that's right. And right now it's time for the demo. And let's look to the SQL Server Management pack. So what we have here. So because we found that like almost all of you already using SQL Server Management pack, I'm not going to walk through all details from the beginning because you know about that. I just want to focus on some things. So as you possibly know, right now architecture of SQL Server Management pack is modular. So it consists of many, like actually too many MP and MPB files, and you can import only files which are needed for you. If, for example, if you don't have SQL 2008, you can avoid, you just can leave it, and you don't need to import MP file for 2008. If you don't have analysis service, you don't need to import analysis service files. And all on this environment, I have SQL 2012, SQL 2014, and I have analysis service deployed. So that's why I imported here management packs for SQL Server 2012, 2014, and for analysis servers. And in Microsoft SQL Server folder in SCOM, you can see precisely that. You can see subfolders for detailed monitoring, for analysis servers, for database, and for reporting services. I don't have reporting, but it's here, so we can remove it if we don't need it. And our main scenario, our main user experience, which we propose to users, is to start with a summary dashboard, which contains the overall information for your SQL Server infrastructure, and which is not loading right now by some reason. Come on. Okay, so at least the dashboard works. So it's a very simple dashboard, and it looks slightly old school. But the main purpose of the SQL Server roles dashboard is to get a plain list of all your SQL Server roles deployed in your IT infrastructure. For example, if you need to explore it this way, you can do that. So because you can see in one list and you can distinguish different roles of SQL Server components one from another. So you can distinguish integrated integration services, reporting services, database engine, and so on. Come on. So you can see every one of them, and you can see overall health of them. So we will go back to the summary dashboard to see what's going on with our infrastructure. Maybe, come on. It's not so fast at all. Okay, I wish I can have a more powerful computer there, but finally we have it here. So default configuration of summary dashboard is different. I already had completed some tweaks on that. So, and it's a good part because any dashboard in SQL Server Management Pack is configurable and expandable. And for example, right now here for summary dashboard, I have not only SQL Server instances, I also added monitoring for replication, for mirroring, for analysis service, even for reporting service. So you can see that I don't have some components deployed here. So for example, I don't have any replication, and it's actually very easy to remove this group because we don't need that. So we removed replication, and we also can get rid of mirroring because we don't need that. So at least you can see how easy to remove something from the dashboard. It's doing. Okay, let's say it's something wrong with my network connection. Okay. But you can do of course, or not only to remove remove some things. Of course, we can expand any group, and we can explore in details what's going on in there. So we can have information about alerts, aggregated monitors, and aggregated performance data. And it's very easy to add or remove anything there. So for example, right now we have aggregated monitors for Windows servers, for blocking sessions, for average wait time, but we also can add, for example, one more performance tile for example, let's add something for database. For example, total free space percent. And here it is. So we just got new tile, and we have here aggregated information for all. So because it's on highest level, it's on the group level. So we have aggregated information, and you can see that it's even clustered by buckets. So you can see how many. So what are the CPU utilization? Again, because it's aggregated, it's the best way to visualize it. But if you can go deep, You can double click on this group and you will go into the list of all your SQL Server instances. So, and here we can see, again, details about every single server. So we can see details, we can see related objects monitoring, and we can see if we have any errors. So this, you can see that here we have absolutely healthy environment and it's great. But sometimes it's not so great. And here I will go into move to another scenario of usage of the SQL Server dashboards. So I created a separated folder and I decided to configure some like generic data center monitoring with our dashboards. So I brought here groups of my Windows servers, of my Linux computers, IIS, and so on. And so I can also bring here SQL Server information. So because it's mostly the generic scenario for data center administrator, not just for database administrator, but for data center administrator, he want to see all things, all critical things in one place. And with a SQL dashboard, you can easily configure that. So I created it from scratch, just in 5 minutes, and it's you don't need to do any MP development to do that. So, and you can add any monitors, any performance counters here, and you can see all the details about different components in your IT infrastructure. For example, here we have Windows computers, because we jumped into the Windows Server, but it's not all. When we go deeper, so we can see the computer and we can see components of this computer. For example, so it's a server itself, but we also can see even disks here. We can see Ethernet adapter here, and we can put here any metrics for Ethernet adapter and visualize it. And this configuration will be saved and you can reuse it at any time. So you can configure your monitoring with these dashboards very custom, very easy. And but going back to the SQL Server monitoring. So here we have a SQL Server management pack. And there's a one part which we are missing there. It's a configuration monitoring. And we did it for purpose. Some years ago, we had many configurations monitors in the SQL Server management pack to check that, for example, database configuration set correctly, that backup is configured correctly, et cetera, et cetera. But right now, the best way to monitor configuration of the SQL Server is to use another tool, which is actually fancy and modern. And I said that I'm not gonna do that, but I wasn't, it wasn't true, unfortunately. So I believe that you can recognize the operations management suite. So just go there. So I configured operations management suite to monitor the same IT infrastructure by connecting to the SCOM management group. It's very easy to configure. And right now I have the same servers monitored with OMS as well. And I added into configuration of the OMS monitoring SQL assessment. And this intelligent pack is precisely created to monitor configuration of your SQL infrastructure. So you can see that it has some issues detected in IT infrastructure. That, for example, backup is not scheduled, and I can see which computers affected that. So you can see that only Operations Manager database doesn't have configured backup. So it's very easy to identify which computers affected, and you can see in-depth knowledge here. You can see detailed article what exactly you're gonna do to fix this problem, and which is very important. I want to pay attention to this part, that for every issue here, you have impact, so you can understand how this failure, this issue, if it happens, will impact your system. That, for example, it's high impact. If it happens, it will be really bad. So of course, if you don't have a backup, so and your system will be down. Of course, it's really critical. But probability is moderate. Fortunately, it's not so often. So when you need to restore your database, and it's another part, effort. How complex is your remedial action must be? It's actually not remedial action. It's something which you have to do to avoid this feature at all. So it's how you can fix your system so you never face with this problem. And you can see that it's high impact and moderate effort. Moderate probability is definitely a reason to do that. So because there might be different cases, if we talk, for example, about... No, that's not what I want to do. Come on. For example, we can talk about another issue. For example, avoid using simple backups, backup configuration. And again, the same database is affected. Here we have absolutely different situation. Impact is very high. Of course, again, it's so you know what's going on if you have a simple backup model. It doesn't back up your transaction log. So it means that when you restore this backup, you will lose many changes potentially. So that's why this impact of this issue can be considered as a high. Probability very low, and effort very low, because it's just a very simple action to change the backup setting from simple to, I forget how it's called, let's say to advanced. So your transaction log also will be backed up. So, and combination of the SQL assessment intelligent pack in OMS and SQL Server Management pack will cover like almost 100% of potential failures. You will cover operational monitoring with a SCOM management pack, and you will cover configuration, let's say predictive monitoring scenarios with OMS. And so, for example, for small environments, you even can use free subscription. You probably can see. So if we go, okay, so you just can trust me that this is a free subscription, and I had no any paid resources there. And it's enough to monitor, for example, dozens of computers. So let's go back to the presentation. So, like key outcomes from the presentation. So we have dashboards and we are improving it. And as soon as we face with issues, we'll fix it for sure. But we also have a lot of demand from community and from business that it's going to be more powerful, that we have to add more features even to visual part of our management pack. It's powerful right now. We can do a lot of monitoring with the dashboards, but we're going to add more widgets there to support more scenarios, and we're going to support more features of the SQL Server as soon as it arrives. Oh, actually, I forgot to show you one thing. Any of you try to use high contrast mode with our dashboards? I believe no. Okay, I have to show that, because it looks awesome. So high contrast mode is a Windows actually feature. Yeah. So when people who is not comfortable with the standard color settings, so they need some special very high contrast visualization. And if we turn on the high contrast mode for the overall Windows, boom. Wow. So you see how it looks. And actually, even if you go to the SQL Server dashboard, you can see that our dashboard, when it will appear, it will work in high contrast mode as well. Okay, yeah, it's loading. Param, so it works perfect. You can pay attention that even in SCORM, there is not. This job is not done completely. So, for example, here's supposed to be a black background, but actually, when we implement high contrast mode, I found that every time when I can see high contrast mode, this sound is playing in my head. So, and this sound is, come on. That's how it sounds for me. Okay, so you can see that even in high contrast mode, dashboards automatically switch to support that. And we can go back to the normal. And it will switch as well, just immediately. Okay, let's continue the presentation. So, actually, about SQL Management Pack, I have one major concern. And this is the reason why we want to continue work with the community and get your feedback. Because I can see that this concern is really shared by community, and we'd like to have your feedback about how we can improve that. And this concern is about complexity of this management pack. I'm not talking about technical complexity, how it's created, how it's implemented. So I'm talking about user experience, that right now we have so many views, we have so many components of the SQL management pack. It consists of, again, dozens of MPs and MPB files, and sometimes configuration of all this system is not so obvious, even with operations guide. We even have dedicated operations guide for dashboards, and for some people it looks weird. So, okay, guys, so you have guide for SQL Server Management Pack, for operation, for analysis servers, for reporting servers, and for dashboards. So very many guides, and I have to read about that. So it's not so comfortable for everyone, and we are looking forward to get your feedback, how we can improve this situation. What are your suggestions, how we can make this solution simpler for you to use that? And I have just a few things to talk about MP development in general. Because you remember that story which I just mentioned some time ago about that release 6.2.2. And I want to quickly bring some things about that. Why it may happen. For IT operations, management pack development is like, okay, so I'm doing some configuration. I'm doing something which is not software development. And it's a wrong approach. Because actually creating management packs such as SQL Server or Exchange or, for example, management pack for your IT infrastructure, if it's complex and if it consists of many custom applications and custom services, it becomes real software development. And you have to pay attention to some things which are obvious for software development, but not so obvious for IT operations. So when you create the management pack, first of all, you have to identify monitoring area. You have to understand what exactly you're going to monitor. What is this application, or it's a multi-component system, or something else. And you have to understand what exactly you're going to monitor. You need to discover specific failures which this application has. For example, again, SQL Server, it has database, and database, for example, may be corrupted, or it may have lack of free space, or have some other issues. If it's some web applications, it may have issues with, I don't know, some HTTP requests, or with performance, and so on. And you have to identify every single failure which you're going to detect and monitor. Then you can go and implement management pack, because for this moment, with identified monitoring area and discovered failure modes, you have kind of specification which enable you to create a management pack which will cover all your monitoring scenarios. And then You have to test it before deploy to production, of course. Because if you don't test that, it's going to be a really green banana, which is going to fail in production and cause some side effects, let's say. And then only after that you can release, and you can see what's going on when you release your management pack. Talking about testing precisely. So there are different types of testing, and again, this part is not obvious for IT operations. So first part is really clear. It's a functional testing that if we have a monitor which detects that service is up, so this monitor should show alert if service is down, and and this alert must provide some knowledge base and details. And when service is going back, so this monitor have to switch to healthy state. So that's an example of functional test. But it's not all. We also have to do platform testing. Precisely what I mentioned in our case, that you have to support all versions of your product. SQL Server 2008, 2012, 2014. And all, not all, but some list of versions of SCORM and some versions of operating system, and it's so-called platform testing. Then you have to do performance testing to ensure that your management pack don't cause any performance degradation on the monitored system, because it's going to be really weird if you install your management pack to monitor, for example, a custom web application, and you create such a heavy PowerShell script to monitor that, so it consumes 100% of CPU on target system. And of course, it's really weird. And of course, it's very important to test documentation, knowledge base articles, operations guide, that it's clear, and it really helps to configure this management pack, and it really helps to use this management pack. And talking about precisely platform testing, just think about it. Actually, there we have multidimensional matrix. Because if we talk about different versions of target workload, so okay, we have one dimension. But then we have another dimension, target OS. So you have SQL Server 2008, 12, and 14, for example, which can be deployed on operating system 2008 R2, 2012, 2016, and so on. And you have to, so right now you have like a table. And you have to run all tests in every single combination to ensure that it works. Then it comes with SCORM versions. Because we already had experience when some management packs created for SCORM 2012, they didn't work for 2012 R2 because of some changes in SNMP traps, which was introduced in SCORM 2012 R2. So right now, we have a 3D cube, but it's not enough. Another issue which we faced with the SQL Server Management Pack, that sometimes it's very important what SQL Server version is used to host your data warehouse and operational database. And I believe that, so all of you was in college, so you can remember that visualization of 4D cube. And if we bring something else, so because it's not all, so it's just four dimensions. It may be something else. And I just found how 5D cube may look like. I don't know if it's correct. I just brought the internet. And so it goes really weird. So you have to be absolutely insane to complete all this testing. And it's almost impossible. Performance testing is much easier. I'm slightly out of my time, so I will not talk about it right now. There's only one thing which I want to pay attention here, that when you design your management pack, you should keep in mind that usually it works side by side with other management packs. And on the same server, for example, SQL Server, there might be some workloads deployed. And these management packs, their workloads will collide. And your monitoring workloads, they must be, let's say, safe, talking about this part. It's almost impossible to imagine all combinations because you don't know, for example, if you create SQL Server Management Pack, you don't know what IT operations is going to deploy there. I don't know, maybe, some game or whatever. So, but at least you can imagine what are the typical combinations of workloads. Again, if it, it's rather popular, that, for example, for SCOM server, many people has operational database deployed on the same computer. Not recommended, but pretty often. And when you test your management pack, you should test this side-by-side combination. I'm out of my time. Okay, cool. So, because there's another very interesting thing which I want to cover. Thank you. There are two different types of management packs. I call it product and service. Product management pack is a management pack for things like Windows Server, SQL Server, SharePoint. It's created for some special product which is redistributable, which can be deployed anywhere, and management pack comes with this workload. And service management pack is a dedicated management pack created for some special infrastructure for some enterprise. Usually, these management packs created by IT operations, and it has a lot of custom PowerShell scripts, custom discovery logic, and it covers very specific scenario for specific company. And there are two or three differences which you have to keep in mind when you think about development of these management packs. So product MP is created for specific products, so it has very narrow coverage from the scenario's perspective, but it has to support some specific set of versions, not all versions. For example, right now in SQL Server Management Pack, we dropped support for SQL 2005 because it's not even supported by Microsoft, so we was able to say, okay, so we can cut this tail and we can move on, because if you have too many versions to support, so the testing every time when you create a new version of the management pack, if it has any connection between versions, so it will increase your testing effort so much, so the every release becomes very, very, very expensive. You just can't afford to do that. And another thing about product management pack, that it has to cover enormous number of combination of platform and product, etc. So that in that case, it really might be that 5D cube. Service MP is different because usually it's created for specific deployment, not for product, but specific deployment and combination of product versions, operating system, network infrastructure, and so on. And in many cases, for example, if it's created for some custom service, it has to support only one version, like the recent version. And it has a limited set of combinations of the workload and platform. So you have to reduce that testing matrix significantly. Three important lessons learned, which we... So we have more lessons learned from our overall MPE development experience, but from the recent SQL Server release, we got three lessons. First, even the super duper big test or dev lab is not close enough to production. So we have many labs and they're really big, and we have many versions of SQL Server and operating system there. But we missed that case with a SCOM 2012 on SQL 2008, just because we couldn't imagine that there is a difference. And at this, so it means that you need to understand end users' most typical and extreme scenarios. So right now we know that many users, they have SCOM 2012 on SCOM 2008, and it means that right now it's we have this lab and we'll perform major testing on this configuration. Second thing, preview for products such as SQL Management Pack, which is very popular, which is downloaded, like the first day you can see thousands of download. So that preview version, which is distributed, not public, not to public, but to community members, to, for example, to MVP folks, it's a necessary step. And you have to create your own friendly community. So you will see, you will have only three of them and not full screen filled with people with issues. Third thing is about platform. That product and platform combination is huge, and you may have that 4D matrix to implement. And if you try to implement testing for every single part of this matrix, you can't do that during your lifetime. So your child has to care about that, and their children also have to continue your work, and maybe generations and generations after that, you will release the next version of the SQL Server Management Pack. Of course, it doesn't work. So it's a good idea to select about, for example, let's say 20% of the most popular configurations. And again, you have to identify what are most popular configurations and do sanity testing for others. We're getting feedback from many different channels. Sometimes it's some blogs, and we even don't know that people are complaining about SQL Server Management Pack. So right now, officially, the more efficient way to provide us feedback is Microsoft Connect. So we have the special area. It's not for SQL Server, but it's for System Center. And if you publish your feedback in System Center public area of the Microsoft Connect, it will come directly to our team, and we will be able to immediately review what's going on, do research, and if it's probably we'll contact you, and we'll fix that. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for your time.